twice now. I asked that question when I walked in the door. I asked my dad, who's ready for church? I tell you, I told Brother Jim, you know, I started pre-gaming before I came in. You know, I got to listen to Sunday service.
Oh, yes.
I got to listen to part of Wednesday service. I came in to have church. You know, it's funny because, you know, as we do family functions, you know, we bring something. You don't just come in. Don't be that person who just comes in and doesn't bring something. The one who takes. But you know what? If you take, God will still bless it. God will still bless it because you'll still eat. You'll still eat. Come with that hunger. But I tell you what. Oh, I was listening to this. Talking about the seed of Abraham. Seed of Abraham. You know what? This world's looking for a natural lineage. They're looking for the flesh. Oh, but you missed it. You missed it. It's already been done. It's already been finished. I love it. I was thinking today, I was just like, I was listening to it, and I was sitting there in my living room with a cup of coffee in the dark with my sleep clothes still. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm about to have church now. It says where two or three are gathered. Me and Christ are one. I'm not going to sit down on God. He has been too good to me. Oh, Lord Jesus. I was thinking, you know, and I was thinking about this. He's talking about condemnation. And I was like, oh, there's no condemnation for me. No condemnation. You know, I wanted to come in and I wanted to light a fire. That's
Amen.
What I wanted to do. That's what I wanted.
Yes.
I don't want to sit here and be it to where it's like it's complacency.
Right.
That's waiting
on somebody.
That's the world.
Amen.
The world's complacent.
Right, right.
They'll come in here and they'll fill these pews and they'll be a warm body.
Yeah.
For 60 years and they'll lay their life down. They say, well, they fought a good fight. And you know what? They did.
Yeah.
They did. And I respect them for it.
Yeah.
But there's something within me.
Right.
Come on.
Something within me. Yeah. Something within me that calleth my name.
Right.
You know what? You have to have an ear to hear that voice.
Amen.
You can't even know what the voice is unless there's some representation in you.
That's right.
If it's not in you, you won't even praise
it
him.
Won't,
you
amen.
Won't even look for it.
It won't find
it. It won't
place
even be for you.
Amen.
I was thinking about this, and it took me over. And I'm gonna do my best to read this, but I'm gonna tell you right
Amen.
Now. It's John.
Testify.
John 3. All right. This is red letters. This is this is me talking. This is me talking. This is about Nicodemus. Okay. Nicodemus and Jesus. He was saying, you know, Nicodemus, just like the world, he's looking for that natural, you know, looking for that, you know, well, how am I supposed to be born again? Am I supposed to literally be born again? Am I looking for something literal?
Right.
Am I looking for something that, no, he's something.
He was carnal.
Yes. He was carnal. Am I supposed to go back into the womb?
Yeah.
No. You missed it already.
Yeah.
You missed it. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. There's got to be something more. It can't be a form and fashion.
Nope.
Amen. You can't just show up every Wednesday and Sunday.
Can't
just. There's got to be.
You got to be born.
Brother Lockett, what do you say again?
Amen.
Must be born again. I've heard that so many times. But until you're born again, you don't know what that means.
You don't know.
You don't know what that means. That means that faith. You've had faith. I'm going to be born again. I'm going to hold on to that. But there comes a manifestation.
Yes.
Amen.
He said, the born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
If you're not from him, you can't go back to him. If you're not of his, you won't go back.
Amen.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Right.
Done. And that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
Amen.
Done. Marvel not that I say unto thee that ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and with it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus says, confusion, of course, you know, trying to explain it to me. Now, Lord, I thank you that I have someone who can preach and break it down to me.
Amen.
You know, you come in here, you wouldn't know this. You can't get this at home.
Can't get
you
it
can't
at
get
home.
This over live stream.
No.
You have to have it broken down to
have
you.
Have to. Live ministry.
Oh, Lord. Amen. And just, I could read this, and but the one thing, it's in 18. He said, he that believeth on him is not condemned.
Right.
Is not condemned.
Right.
He that believeth.
Right.
He with that, and now we know where the seed's at.
Yeah.
We know what the seed is.
Oh, yeah. It's been broke down.
Oh, Lord.
It's real.
But he that believeth not is condemned already.
Yeah.
It's already been done.
It's already been done.
So again, it always gets me back to that eighth day. Thank God that the work has been done. Thank God that you have a revelation.
That's
you
right.
I came in here, and it makes me now a little nervous. It makes me a little nervous when I walk in.
Yeah.
Right.
Things are stiff.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't want to be stiff on
God.
I want to, you know.
I want to be loose.
I don't see Brother Don here, but he always used to say, you know what, let's get up and shake one another's hands.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, if he's not here, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's how we got to be.
Yeah.
You're talking about being the last voice to the last age.
Yeah.
Amen.
What are you going to do? Sit on God and be like, well, you know, I'll let somebody else say it. No. I'm going to say it.
Amen.
If I have to get up early, if I have to wake up early.
Yeah.
To get here early.
That's right.
So I can say it early.
Amen.
And still get time for the preaching.
Yes.
And that's what needs to be done.
That's right.
That's what needs to be done.
You know, I'm going to pull on this body.
Yes.
That's right.
Both physically and spiritually.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm pulling. You talking about a body change?
Right.
Talking about getting the dead up? Who's going to do it? Who
Amen.
Else?
Yeah.
Who else? Like I love what Brother Moore said. Who else knows we're sitting between what was and what is?
Yeah.
What? Who else does that?
It's old news already.
And you know what was, because now it's history.
It's
Amen.
History.
It's history.
Been done.
Before it was faith.
Yeah.
You had faith for that age.
Right.
You had faith for that age. But then after it's done, it's history.
Right.
We know Christ died. There's no confusion there. But now we have a body change.
Yes.
And I will have faith. And it's by his faith. I love what Brother Jerry said. He said, faith of a mustard seed.
Right.
I was like, you understand how small that is?
Tiny.
Amen.
How small that is.
You'd mistake that.
And I always thought that I was sitting there thinking carnally myself to where I was like, mountains, cars, traffic, inconveniences. But yet I'm over here just walking through troubles and trials and tribulations.
Oh, my,
not
my,
even
my.
Thinking about the mountains I'm walking through. Coming here like, oh, Lord, my family.
Come on.
My kids. Oh, wait.
Amen.
My loved ones?
Yeah.
Wait. I didn't even question it.
Come on.
You know, it's without it's without sensation. You're not sitting here torn.
Clear
You're not sitting here like this rapid thought. You're not speaking in tongues. It's oh, yeah,
Amen.
Yeah, that's true. That's you just got a new birth.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it. Amen. Brother Branham said, if you only can believe.
Only
you if you could only believe. You can only say, you know what? That's 100% the truth.
Amen.
And that's what a seed does. A seed will say, I don't care what the conditions are. That seed, no matter what, will push itself towards life. Towards the light. You can put a grain of grass underneath the concrete.
It'll find a way.
It will push itself through that concrete. It will find a way. It will make a way.
It'll make a way.
The concrete will literally crack.
Amen.
You see trees grow. They doesn't care if they built houses over them. That tree will remove them.
It will go through
anything.
That's right.
And Lord, thank you for faith.
Yes.
Well, through it all.
Yeah.
Faith is a revelation.
For faith.
Yes.
Because you hold on to
Amen.
Faith until it's manifested. And thank you for the manifestations.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm
Amen.
Looking for a body change.
Amen.
And I'm having faith.
Amen.
Because he put that faith in me that he gives me something I can stand.
Yes.
You don't even know you're walking, breathing. No one talks about like it's a work. You
right.
just kind of do it.
You just do it.
If you don't do it, you die.
Amen.
That is faith. You either do or you don't.
Yeah.
So I just want to testify.
Yes.
Amen.
I wanted to give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
My mouth is dry. My heart is racing. Because this is real.
This
yes.
is real.
I'm not coming here looking for a hole in the ground. I'm not coming here looking for another 10 a.m. day on Sunday.
That's right.
I'm coming here to listen to
that's
God.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm coming here to, you know what? If you could just touch to him, that's all she had to do was touch to him.
Touch him
with
the garment.
And who told her to do
it? I can shake God's hand.
Come on.
Amen.
I can sit here and ask God questions.
Yes.
I don't have any questions. I'd be like, hey, Pat. I text God. Hey, Pastor Moore.
Yeah.
Hey. I got this job. What do you think?
What do you
well,
think?
Well, I've asked my father, God
Amen.
In flesh. I've asked Brother Moore, God in flesh, and they said all this. And when Satan tries to put all these things, well, this looks like this.
Yeah.
You can't do this. I'm like, well, Satan, guess what?
Go back where you're drunk.
He's already said.
He
take
already
the job.
Told me I could.
He already said it's already
Amen.
Been done.
Come on.
What work is there left to do? He said,
Amen.
Just go.
Just go.
Just go. He didn't tell me that
oh,
I had
my.
To produce something. He said, you know what? You should take the job. I'm like, all right. I don't know what God wants, but that's okay.
God knows.
God knows.
He said I could.
That's the work's
Amen.
Done.
Yeah.
That's the whole entire part.
I'm Put your life in his something. Hands. Yeah.
So I want to, I'm going to go through and I'm going to shake. I want to fellowship.
Right. Yes.
I come here to fellowship.
Yes.
I come here to love one another. To
That's
live
right.
Another.
Yes.
I had a conversation with my kids in the car. That Laodicea spirit raised its ugly head.
Yeah.
They were hungry. I got them food. Well, I don't really like sandwiches. With a mouthful of food, I'm like, well, devil, if you were that hungry and say you didn't like food, I was like, you are blind, wretched, miserable, and poor. Don't even know it. I was like, no. I was like, we're eagles. We're not chickens.
That's right.
You know, when an eagle's down, that other eagles will pick each other up.
That's right.
That's the way we should be. I'm like, I asked my, are we Christians? And they try to pull me that, well, yes, we go to church. And no. No,
no,
no, we are Christ-like.
Amen.
Christ gave his life.
Yes.
He gave his life. Nope, I'm not asking anybody to hang on a cross.
No.
I'm not asking. Nobody would do it. Nobody would do it. I'm asking you to be loved one, to be a stepping stool that we can let somebody get up.
Yeah.
We should be humble.
Right.
Humility.
Yeah.
That's Christ was.
Amen.
He didn't sit there and judge the ones. He hung out with the prostitute. Had, you know, they were like, oh, you don't know what she's done. She's got the seed of Abraham. Faith.
Amen.
She knows that. We know where God's at.
It's a spiritual seed.
So, Lord, thank you so
thank
much
you,
for revelation. Thank you that I can see it.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You that I can hear it. Thank you that I finally got to the point where, like, you know what, Lord? I'm
Amen.
Not doing this no more. Here's my problems.
Yeah.
I don't have to take my problems.
Amen.
You know, they've always talked about the husband and wife. If you want to hold on to your problems and your worries and your concerns,
you can.
Most certainly.
Go for it.
Yeah. You will live
Go
this one
it.
Life
right.
struggling.
Yeah.
Or you can say, you know what? Not my problem.
Amen.
Right. You can just truly just, you can walk in, leave it there, and never pick it up again.
Amen.
If you decide to walk
leave
out those
there.
Doors, not change, that is your choice.
Amen.
But I came in here, and I start dragging back.
Create your
now.
World.
Because I'm not leaving here without getting something.
Right.
I'm not
Amen.
Leaving here. I refuse to leave in the hour and a half, 2 hours we're here, the same person I came in with.
Right.
Will
right.
do you any good if you
Oh, did. Yeah.
That the flesh is nothing.
You die daily.
So I want to shake hands. I want to fellowship.
Yes.
Amen.
I want to hear from God. And
Amen.
Lord, thank you for revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
see,
you,
that's
Lord.
What the living word looks
Amen.
Like. That if you want to see the living
Amen.
Word, that's exactly what that looks like.
Amen.
That's why those letters were read, because it was in a man.
Yeah.
That word was in a man. God
Amen.
Bless this place. Go ahead,
Amen.
Sis.
I'm jumping in real quick, but I want to say amen to Brother Seth. Everything you said is just confirmation of what I was thinking this week and this morning about being in the right now, I am God.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we see history, we see the future, but I am right now.
Amen.
And that is so important because you can hear all these things, but God
yeah.
said you ministers break it down
yeah.
and give
amen.
It to us.
Amen.
And that is the present tense.
Amen.
And I'm just so happy that we're going to hear the present tense God right now today.
Amen.
What
Amen.
God is saying to us right now today.
Amen.
The demons we are fighting, we're not fighting with flesh and blood. The
right.
demons that we are fighting, it's right now.
Amen.
It's God right now telling us right now how to deal with the spirits that are let
Amen.
Loose on this
Amen.
Age. He didn't go back there and say, okay, that was that. He said, right now.
Right
this
now.
Is what you got to deal with right now.
Therefore now.
Yes, therefore now. And
now.
I'm just so thankful for Brother Seth. I thank you because everything you said
everything.
Was dead on point. I believe
Amen.
It. I'm so thankful
yeah.
for being here. The world is crazy. We all know that. We all know that it's crazy. But we don't have to be crazy.
Amen.
Amen.
We are the light.
We are.
The light does not have to bow to darkness.
That's right.
We overcome because he overcame in us and through us and for us.
Amen.
I just want to thank God so
Amen.
Much for being here, this revelation. You know, during the week, you just trial, blah, 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 blah. But... just to have the understanding that you do
yes.
overcome.
Amen.
I'm just so happy.
Amen.
I'm so thankful. I'm just, words can't even express
Amen.
It. I'm just happy.
I'm going to jump in real quick here.
Yes.
Brother Jeremiah asked me to start the service with prayer,
yeah.
and we are a crazy bunch of people. And I love that. I know our pastor loves that. You know, but I just want to say my little part. You know, the natural type to spiritual, a couple things Seth said made me think. You know, I don't know how many times I've had to spray my driveway with Roundup for the weeds and the grass and the things that come through the cracks. And that seed is going to manifest itself, oh, no matter what. And then I think about how automatic this thing is. You know, Brother Childers always would tell us, you know, it's a good thing to start with believing it,
yeah.
You know, intellectually.
Yes.
Believe in it in your mind. But there comes a point in time where it goes from here to here, you know, and that's that birth. That's when it becomes real. That's when no one can talk you out of it. And it makes me think about my natural heart. The natural heart has a thing called automaticity.
Yes.
And that means that your heart will beat no matter what. It doesn't depend on innervation from anywhere else. It beats by itself.
Right.
And that's how that seed in me is. It beats by itself.
Amen.
It manifests by itself.
Yep.
It comes through no matter what.
Automatic.
That's why they can say, just live.
Yeah.
I don't work things up.
No.
You know, I don't go out and say, what must I do? Now, when I come to church, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm a little nervous because I say, God, use me. What do you want me to do? But that's my flesh. That's my flesh. But we should all be like that.
Amen.
We should all be saying, what will I do in this part of the service? How will I give a part? What will I do?
Amen.
You know, and God won't use us all every service, but he will use some of us.
Yes.
And I just thank God that he's working on this body because I see it.
Amen.
You know, I see the enthusiasm because the birth is what brings that enthusiasm.
That's exactly right.
It's not the flesh.
No.
It's that thing on the inside that just bubbles out. So I just praise God. I also want to praise God for Brother Rizzaldo that, you know, he's been on dialysis and all he wants to do is serve God.
That's it.
And he has given and he has worked and all the inconvenience he's gone through of always having to do dialysis. He can't have just a normal life like everybody else does.
Right.
But by the grace of God, he's getting a kidney transplant.
Amen.
By the grace of God. So
as
we go to prayer, I want to remember him and say, Lord, touch him. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear Lord God, we just come to you, Lord, this morning. We just thank you first, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord, it might be a rainy day, Lord, but on the inside of us, the sun is shining. The word of God is so real, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord. And as we come today, Lord, we know that you're going to talk to us. But our prayers, get us out of the way, Lord. Let us just receive your word, Lord. Let it deal with us, Lord. Let us manifest what you want us to manifest. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Rizzaldo, Lord. And thank you for giving him a kidney. Pray, Lord, that you just, Lord, heal him, Lord. And just let him be used of you, Lord. Pray for our pastor as he travels a little Bethlehem, Lord. Pray you just touch him. Pray you just let him preach the word, Lord. Getting there safe and sound, bringing back safe and sound. And Lord, we pray for here, Lord, because we know the word of God is going to come forth. And Lord, we thank you for that. We pray that you touch our body, Lord.
Yes.
Satan comes through and seems like he likes to put so much sickness on us.
Yes.
But Lord, you take it off. And we thank you for that,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Lord.
So heal these bodies.
Yes.
Touch our elders, Lord
yes.
Jesus. As we age and our body starts breaking down, Lord, just make a way, Lord.
Yes.
We also pray for our young people,
yes,
Lord, as they just fight this world and the spirits of it. And Lord, you provide there as well. We thank you for that, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just make a way, Lord. Bless our worship, Lord. Bless our praise. Bless everything we do tonight.
Yes.
And Lord Jesus, we say it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Beth?
I wasn't going to come up here because I have a mask on, but I'm so happy to be back.
Thank you.
I do have a smile on my face, but you see it. So I have some good news. So I was off all week of COVID, of course. So I texted my mechanic. I was like, you know, I'm not going to be able to afford it. Can I just come back and, you know, pick the car up? It's drivable, but it's not, you know, steady. I get in my car. It starts right up.
Praise God.
It's running perfectly.
Praise God.
I didn't have to pay anything. I was just.
Thank you, Lord.
And then.
Amen.
And then my parents, I don't know, it's been about 8 months. Somebody bought my parents' back property taxes. That company went under. They're not. You know, I mean, it's all God's work, you know?
And God is real.
And, oh, I'm just so glad to be back, and I can't wait for the word.
Amen.
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 God bless you, sis.
It's good to be back in the house again. There's nothing like it here. I mean, everyone knows that. Well, everyone that has an ear to hear. And I wasn't quite sure, but what came to me is I know who my shepherd is. Just like it says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
And a shepherd doesn't watch over everybody's stuff. The shepherd watches over his own stuff.
Amen.
And I shall not want. And that's because he's already seen me beside every corner that Amen. Even before I even get there, to know my wants, my needs for me, my family, Amen. Those that I'm going to come in contact with. He knows what experiences to give me that I could bless other people with. Knowledge, information, help.
Amen.
You know, he puts me where he needs me to be
That's
to
right.
do his will. Because he's my shepherd.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful to be one of them.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Kevin.
It's hard to come in this place and not give God any praise at all.
Wow.
I mean,
my goodness.
I thank God for being back here again. You know, COVID is rampant like crazy. I was telling Brother Chris down the bathroom, but you know what? God's bigger than this whole COVID thing. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
He is. And then Pastor Moore told us to get our shot. You know, I was one of the ones sitting there thinking like, man, shot. I'm like, ugh. In my flesh, I was like, ugh. That was a little rough, but God can see around corners.
Amen.
And for ones that did get our shot, you know, hey, you didn't get as sick as you could have if you didn't get the shot.
That's
so
exactly
thank
right.
God for listening to correction and
right.
and direction. So I thank God for that. I really do, because you heed to God, you will never fail. You never will. You never will. And if you put your thinking on everything, you'll mess up. I mean, I've done that many a times. When you think you know something more than God, and that doesn't work that way. God can see around corners where you can't
Amen.
See anything.
Amen.
And
he knows.
You know, God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And I thank God for being here. And I was wondering if we had time, Isaiah, if we can sing, Lord, I Need a Change.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful to be here again, too, you know. You think about it a lot. When God does something for you, come tell him, you know? And I wasn't going to say anything because it's just my dog, but I love my dog. And my dog was really sick. On New Year's, I thought she was going to die, you know? And I came home and God touched her and I was so thankful. She started to develop this mass on her side. I thought my dog had cancer and that was scary. But, you know, the whole time I was like, God's got it, God's got it. So then it started to get real bad. She was chewing on it and by the grace of God, you know, that timing, it gets me every time. I called into the vet and I was like, this is bad. And they're like, okay, we're going to get you in. So they get my dog in and it turns out it's not a mass. It's not cancer. My dog ate a stick and it was bulging through her stomach. And that's a very serious thing. If you have a dog, you know, that is deadly. And they did the surgery and it couldn't have been better. There was not one thing that you could do better in that situation. And I thank God. Because, like I said, his timing, he had it where she got her surgery when she needed it. And because God loves me, and he knows I love my dog.
Amen.
You know, and I just thank God for that. You know, why not give praise?
Amen.
And Jeremiah told me this morning about Brother Rosaldo. That touched my heart.
Amen.
Because that is miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, he's been on 4 years of dialysis.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, and to get it now, it's just, I was like, oh my goodness, I got a little excited in the car. It's
yeah.
like, thank God. You know, when God does something for you, thank him.
That's right.
You know,
Amen.
That's all I wanted to
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
Thank God so much for what he's done for me. I see him working through the body.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know, I love this place. Like Seth was talking about being a stepping stone. I tell that to my kids all the time. This world will tell you, fight, fight, fight. Yeah. No, God tells
Rest.
You, he'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, you have that faith.
Yes.
God takes care of it. I tell my kids that all the time. I was like, you don't have to fight back. Just be that live voice. Show them
yes.
kindness.
Yes.
My mom always told me you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. You know, those little things constantly. I just thank God
Amen.
So much for being here again today.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just go over the announcements real quick. So we have Pastor at Little Bethlehem today. And February 11th at 6, we have fellowship in the main house. You know, I like that we can change things up every now and again. You know, we never, Satan don't know what to do with
That's
us.
Right.
He really don't. I just love it. Even in the announcements and stuff, you know, we have victory. And then February 24th, we have a reptile. I want to call it expo, you know, not a show. So it sounds a little bit more, you know, like something, you know, legit, you know. So March 30th and the 31st, we got the Kentucky meeting. Just keep your eyes open with the list in the back. And that's that for that. Let's sing a song here. God Has Smiled on Me, 191.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, I know my God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
Share something real quick. I had got a call from my sister the other day, and you know, I really appreciate what I get here, because it's the highest level of understanding that exists. That, like, when people come to me, I'm not confused. Like Brother Seth said, when I come in here, I'm not confused. But also when I go out there, I'm not confused either. I know, I'm not ignorant. I know exactly every person that comes to me. I know them because the prophet said, give them 2 minutes to talk and you'll know exactly where they're at. Well, it's a little bit faster than that now. I can tell by your countenance, how you approach me. You know, the aura that you got around you. If it's, you know, there's just so many different things that came from that new birth. that I'm still just trying to like, wow, Lord, is that really, this is not humanly possible, you know? So she comes to me and she has this scripture, right? And it's funny because Sister Beth was sharing about her car and everything, because I was there when that happened. And so she shares this scripture with me. And she's like, I just wanted to get a little bit more, you know, understanding, a little more depth to this scripture, you know? And lo and behold, right in front of her are sitting like two overcomers, like that have just in the process of her calling me and talking with me, I'm overcoming. Beth was overcoming simultaneously. And we couldn't even really just give it as much credit as it, you know, as how big it was, because there was so much going on. So this scripture came out of 1 Corinthians 3. And then we're going to slide down here to 21, verse 21. It says, therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, whether or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. I mean, that covers everything. Yeah. Everything. All is yours. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Yeah. There's your threefold purpose right there.
Amen.
That, all that he was, Amen. He poured into Christ. All that he was, he poured into his bride. We got a double portion in this hour. And you know, I wanted to share that because that touched me, because these things were happening, these overcoming things were happening as this scripture was being broke down. And it's not me.
Right.
It's that control tower that's Amen. Talking. I got nothing to do with it. The greatest gift is to get out of the way anyway. And, you know, we don't even give that enough credit. All of us, we do that constantly. Every time these doors are open, we have something to bring. We have something to give, because it's God doing it through his people. This Holy Spirit runs through this place quick as the word. I mean, like popcorn. Brother Branham said we're going to be like popcorn. Pop, 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 pop. You're going to hear testimony after testimony after testimony. And it's all going to tie with what has been already said. And we're only prophesying again, truly fulfilling the scripture for our day. With all the faith that we need to overcome. And I just had to share that because, man, this word means a lot to me. I got to see how you guys were partying, and I got jealous, you know? And I'm like, no, I'm gonna go back. This is my home. He told me this is my home. And I love that, you know, everything in here is punctuated with an amen. There's no disagreement in here at all. I don't want anybody to disagree with this. This is too good to disagree with. So I wanted to sing what Brother Kevin asked me to sing, and we'll just get him up.
Did you want to?
Oh, Sister Sway. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Take your time, sis.
So I was listening to everybody's testimony. You know, I'm just happy to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
It's been rough.
Amen, sis.
I mean, my heart is very happy. But I was listening to everybody's testimony. You know, I listened to yours, you know, about letting things. I'm not that person. I wish I could be. I'm a fighter. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let anybody disrespect me or disrespect mine or anything, or my church. You know, me and Pastor Moore had words about that one time about, I told him one time I was upset about, not him, but someone had done something to him, and it really bothered me, and I wanted him to know that it really bothered me. You know, I'm very protective of people I care about and who I love, you know? And I was thinking about this world is just crazy, because I think to myself, thank God I have guidance, because
yes, oh my,
I use that with my children. I wish my children would, my oldest, Trey, he's involved in church. My daughter's angry still, and you know, my son, my youngest, is autistic. I'm so thankful for Sister Michelle too.
Amen.
I was telling her that, you know, that my youngest that has autism, he doesn't say a lot. You know, I have to pull teeth to get him to talk. Now my daughter, she's like me, she'll say what she thinks, even if she's not happy, unhappy, or whatever, you know. But me and Kevin didn't know what was going on with Reese or anything, and we were at the movies, and someone came up to us and told us that, well, told Kevin, because he was on the end, and I didn't know how they found us, but that my son had collapsed in the bathroom, and he busted his face open, the paramedics was coming. And I didn't know how they knew where we were, you know, to find us, to help him. And it was funny because I had told him, stick these tickets in your side pocket. Because I always think, you know, I always sometimes take him up to a seat because it's assigned seats. And sometimes if it's a big movie, Kevin doesn't like to kick people out the seats. I don't mind. I tell him all the time, these are ours. And, you know, but
we pay for them.
Right. And I have my money. I have my tickets. I got my cell phone. I'm always ready. You know, I'm always ready, you know, to prove my case. But, you know, but he ended up being okay. And then I got a call last night from my daughter, and she said, Mom, are you awake? And which I was getting ready for bed, but I always know what that means, you know. So I FaceTimed her, and she's crying. She's crying, you know, and I'm just like, what's wrong, baby? And she's just like, it's rough, Mom. That's why I want all these kids to know, being a single parent is rough. And I've had COVID, so I couldn't go help her. And her baby just got out of COVID and that RS. Yeah, and Trey's baby did too. So I kind of know how I got COVID, you know, I kind of being around my grandbabies, but you know, and she was just like, Mom, it's just so hard out here and this world is so mean. And she's like, I don't have no help. And I feel like I'm on autopilot. And I'm like, I know, baby. I said, I took my test yesterday to see if I go to church. I said, I'm negative, so I'll be able to help you, you know. But I just think to myself, this world is so rough on these kids, you know what I'm saying? And I'm strong, and it's rough on me, you know? It's very rough on me. And it's rough being a woman that has to be the man and the woman for your children, you know? Because I understand where she's coming from, because I got to hold them together.
Yeah.
But it's rough, you know what I'm saying? And then just like Kevin, he takes really good care of me. I've fallen twice, so my recovery is pushed back. I can't feel. These three fingers are swollen. These are numb. And I, you know, I was like, does it have to do with COVID, you know? And I'm looking it up. But I know it has to do with my diabetes, you know? And, you know, everybody touched on our bodies falling apart. Like Brother John said, you know, the fact that she was talking about, I mean, it's just like I had been out of church. And then, you know, you just get all your answers and you're sitting back there and you just, everything that I was feeling, everybody talked about. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be here another day. I keep it positive. I want my children to do great. They're going to be great, you know. I know that there I'm going to heal, and I'm, my body is falling apart. But I'm poor Testify. Kevin, he just looks at me like, well, I'm able. You are, you know. He's able, you know. And trust me, I use him now. I'd be like, babe, can you go get that? Or can you? And I feel bad sometimes, you know, because I'm like, I'm looking pretty lazy, you know.
Yes.
But I just wanted to come here and thank everybody. You know, you're testifying. And Brother Seth, I mean, you remind me of my son so much. And I don't know why. I know you probably think that's weird, but you do. I mean, he's a lot taller, but, you know. And I did talk to Trey yesterday, and he's always in good spirits. He's always joking with me. He's always like, what are you doing, Mom? He said he's still gimping around. You know, he's, you know, you could tell that he has faith because he goes to church. So he has a strongness in his family. He has, you know, my daughter, she did things kind of backwards like her mom, but I'm her mom, and I'm going to be here to the day I die. Man. And I told her when I'm gone, I'm still going to be here talking to her. She's stronger than what she thinks she is, you know, because I know it is hard to have a one-year-old and have a newborn that's sick. You know, he's going, he goes to Children's tomorrow for a sleep study test. He goes to Cincinnati on Wednesday because he's not breathing real well. When he goes to sleep, when he falls into a deep sleep, his oxygen drops down. So, you know, that's hard for a mom. She can't get no sleep. She doesn't really have help. I tell Kevin, you know, I pray for her and her baby's father because I do want them to work. Amen. I do, because if they have children together and they can be a family, it's easier to raise it with the father of your children than it is to raise children with somebody else. Right. So, you know, I just want to thank you guys that I know that I'm here. I hate to be that, you know, my heart was heavy today, but I know, like I told Kevin, every time I come to church, I always feel better. I always feel better. So I just want to say thank you guys. Amen. And, you know, Lord. And I know 2024 is going to be great because 2 and 4 are my favorite numbers. So it's going to be great. It's just starting rough.
You know, I love that testimony because, you know, you see how she started. She put it all out there. And then she talked herself right out. See, that's just premium what you get here. You know, I love this place. And as we sing this song, you know, greet your neighbor, you know, shake your hands and you know, just love one another. For those of you that are wearing masks, you know, just give a wink. Lord, I need you now. Kia e.
Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door.
Have to leave the same. Lord, I need you now more than I ever had before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Sing it again. He can give you a kidney that didn't think existed. He can give you a new birth before you walk out of here. Lord, I need you now more than I ever had before. He can heal that leg before you even stand up. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Make it brighter to me, Lord. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. One more time. Let's thank Him. Lord, I need You now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need You today. Before I walk out the door, I don't want to leave this place. Same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Yes, before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Dear God, thank You for everything You've done for us. Lord, I've seen too much for the devil to get me to doubt You now. You supply all of our needs. You give us this word. You give us revelation. You take care of us. Lord, there's nothing impossible for You. You're more than able to do it. And we thank You for everything You've done for us, for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace, for Your healings, for Your providing. You've been so good to us. Thank You for this service, Lord, and talking to us and fellowship with us this morning already. And as we get ready to preach this word, Lord, have Your way. Turn the pages where You want them turned. Read the quotes You want read, Lord, and talk to us and give us our needs. Be with the service down in Hamilton today, Lord. Bless there. Move on their behalf. Thank You for giving Brother Rosaldo a kidney. Lord, bless him. Hillary. When there seems to be no hope sometimes. At least that's what the devil will tell you. You're greater than all lost hope. When it seems like statistics would say I shouldn't even be able to get a kidney, You'll provide that ram in the bush every time. Thank You. Thank You for Your love, mercy, and grace. Have Your way at this service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. God's good to us. We thank God for good report this morning. Brother Rosaldo had text Brother Moore and I that out of the blue he's getting a kidney. God's good. And we'll let the devil worry about the details. Amen. I'm not even going to give them to you. God's greater than the details. So we're praying for a safe surgery and full recovery for him. We thank God for everything He's done for us. God can provide a way. We've seen it too many times. He's good to us. He knows what we need. He takes care of us every time. Seen too much to doubt Him now. Not that I'm a doubter anyhow, but it would be a sin to disbelieve now, as Brother Branham says. So we thank God for His many blessings. Good to be here this morning and fellowship with you all and continue to remember the body in prayer. The devil likes to throw out sickness, but God can cast it off, but keep the body in prayer. And all is well and all will be fine. Brother Moore's down fellowshipping my dad's church, so we trust they'll have a good time. No doubt they'll have a great time. And God bless them. There's no doubt they're listening right now because service doesn't start there till 11. And they're, I don't know what the word, I didn't want to say fat eagles, but they're eagles that like to eat. And so I know they're trying to get every little bit of this service before they go to that service. But I don't blame them. Because I would do the same thing. And remember the announcements. You know, we got some things coming up. We'll get some other things up there. We're going to do another
Men's Fellowship and Sisters Fellowship, and so we'll get some times for that coming. So there's things coming, and if the Lord tarries, there's things coming. If not, we'll have some things coming on the other side. Because we understand at any moment that could be happening. So we're looking forward to that, and thank God for an understanding. And thank God for His Word. He's been preaching some truth to us, like He always does, and it thrills my heart to know who I am, to know that God's got the whole world in His hands. That means a lot to me. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Galatians. We'll get started. And the Lord have His way this morning. And Galatians, the fourth chapter. I'm going to start with verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. I want to talk about the manifested seed of God.
Yes.
I'm excited about that title.
Yes.
Because there's one thing about being a son, and thank God you are a son, because if you weren't part of God from the very beginning, then what I'm going to talk about most of the day is not going to apply to you. But you know, it is good to have these words in a book, but unless these words become more just than words in a book, and they actually become a revelation to you, or something that you understand, or they become real to you, or they start living before you, they're just words in a book.
Amen.
And thank God you're a son, but unless you become a manifested son, unless you actually even understand that you are a son, because until you even get a clear understanding, you don't even know you're a son. But until that becomes real to you, until you get a new birth, until you start manifesting God, that doesn't mean a whole lot to you. But when you realize that you are a son of God, that you were always a part of God, that you were always right there in Him, in His mind, and you're just as eternal as He is, that means a lot more to you.
Amen.
Just to even call yourself the seed of God and know what it means, that right there is enough to preach on for an hour. Because not many people even know what that means. A lot of people think if they're a child of God, they just so happen by chance to cross God's path, and by chance got lucky to find Him, and they got saved, and then they'll think, well, I can get unsaved. But you and I sit here this morning and realize that as a child of God, we were always part of Him, that we come from Him, that we're going back to Him, and that if we're His true child, we can't lose being His child no matter what happens.
Amen.
Oh, that's exciting.
Amen.
That's how it works in the natural. And how much more in the spiritual is it greater in God's hands? He said, no man will be able to pluck you out of my hands. My kids are my kids. I don't care what they do. I'm a little bit like Sister Sway. I don't care how bad they are. They're my child, and I'm going to stick up for them because they're my kid, and I love them. And I don't care what they go do. They got my blood, so to speak, flowing through them. Well, and I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to provide for them.
That's right.
I'm going to protect them, Brother Jim.
Yeah.
Well, how much more has God done that for you and me?
Yeah.
To even be able to call yourself a child of God. How to thrill your heart.
Oh,
to know who you are. Amen. That's the greatest revelation you could even really get. Yeah. So God to come down here and let you know that you belong to Him, that you are a part of Him, that He has always thought of you, that you're a very attribute of Him, that your name was transferred in the book before the foundation of the world, before you even had a chance to get here and do good or evil. He'd already declared that He loved you, that He foreknew you, that He saw you, and that He predestinated you. Amen. Nothing was going to stop God from getting His people, for taking care of His children. So I want to talk about this a little bit and let God have His way, but I was just thinking this morning a little bit, besides just studying, that to be a seed of God, you always had to be part of Him. Now, we've been talking about this faith seed. I'm just coming from a different title, but I'm talking about the same thing. But you realize that God's seed, when He promised that seed to Abraham, there was nothing going to stop God from getting that seed. Because here's what's so great about it. He didn't even really leave it up to Abraham. That's why Brother Desmond's been talking about the unconditional covenant. You know, when He dealt with Adam and Eve, He said, if you do this, this is going to happen. If you don't do this, this won't happen. There was conditions when He talked to them. Now, we know God ended up using that so He could manifest everything He wanted to be. Even that was ended up working out to His perfect will. But when He talked to Abraham, He talked to him a little bit differently. He says, Abraham, I'm going to just do this for you. Now, we know Abraham did his part and he had faith in God. I'm not taking away our part. But God told Abraham, regardless of whether you're good or bad or do this or this, this is my promise to you. Amen. Oh, that royal faith seed of Abraham has the promise of God behind them. God's got our back. You can't even touch that seed and get that seed without God's permission. Let me read a quote to you. Now, the only way you can be a son, a daughter of God, because you have to have eternal life. And there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God's life. Only one form of eternal life, that was God. There, to be a son of God, you had to be in Him always. The gene of your life, spiritual life tonight, was in God before there was even a molecule. Amen. And you are nothing but the manifestation of the gene of life that was in God as a son of God. Now you're expressed after His word has come in you to light up this age. You are expressing God's life in you because you are a son or daughter of God.
Amen.
That seed, that faith seed, it was more than a natural bloodline, as Seth was saying this morning. This is the very gene seed of God that we're talking about. God's own life. And God don't come by natural sexual affair. God comes by His spoken word. And that seed He was talking about was His own seed, the very seed of God, being part of God. And that's who you and I are this morning.
Amen.
We were always part of God. I don't get tired of saying that, just so you know. When Brother Morris preached that time that I come from God, I'm going back from God, I have never got tired of that statement.
Amen.
It just reminded me that if to be eternal, you always had to be part of God. And that's who we're dealing with today.
Amen.
I'm dealing with eternal attributes of God.
Amen.
No beginning, no ending.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what God's talking about. And these people are the ones that believe Him. The ones that have faith in Him. The one that pick up the word.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about God's predestinated seed that He foreknew. They've always found the word, or the word found them. And they've always believed it and followed it and manifested their day and its hour.
Amen.
You want to find a true believer, they will be in their message in their day and their hour. Because they are all about God. If to be a child of God means you came from God.
That's right.
And we know the Bible tells us God is the Word.
Yeah.
In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
If God's the Word, to deny the Word would be denying His own self.
Right.
He can't do that.
Yes.
So you know what a child of God does that's come from God?
Yes.
They're part of the Word.
Amen.
So they can't deny the Word. They don't deny the Word. They believe that Word every time it crosses their path.
Amen.
Oh, tell the devil you're a believer. Sometimes he'll want to put you down. Oh, I ain't got enough. This, I ain't got enough. I believe the Word of God every time it crosses my path. I like how this got brighter to me over the last year. We've always said if Luther lived long enough, he'd be right here. But you know what that real believer did in his age, Brother Jim? He believed every word that crossed his path. There was only just so much available. You know what Wesley did? He had a little bit more word. Not only did he believe justification, Wesley said, we got to be sanctified as well.
Yeah.
And then here come the Pentecostal age. They said, we got to be justified.
Yeah.
We got to be sanctified.
Yeah.
But I need some gifts. I need this Holy Ghost. I need to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
And they believed every word that crossed their path.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do with a group that don't just have justification available? Doesn't just have sanctification available, doesn't just have restoration available, but has the complete revelation of Jesus Christ available.
Amen.
Oh, the seed of God in this age believes all the Word of God.
Amen.
We have the whole book available to us this day.
Amen. Yes.
You say, Jeremiah, I haven't read the Bible like you, or I don't know the quotes like you. That ain't what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about you got a revelation.
Yeah.
For the word of your day and its hour.
Yes.
And that's all it takes to get you a born-again experience. But let me tell you what that does to you. It connects you to a bride.
Yeah.
A bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We say it quite often. It's hard sometimes. It's easy to get stuck in your own little world. And it is a personal walk. But don't forget, it's a little bigger than just your personal walk. You're part of a bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that bride has a full word understanding.
Yes.
She's got a complete revelation of Jesus Christ. She has the word. She knows what to do with it. She knows how to handle it. She knows how to use it.
Amen.
And you're identified with that. So what it says about the bride, it says about you.
Amen.
Don't let the devil lie to you any other way, Brother Lockett.
Come on. Amen.
You're born again. You're part of this body.
Amen.
Everything the body is, you are.
Yeah.
I'm justified with Luther.
That's right.
I'm sanctified with Wesley. I've healed so many people down there in 1906. I danced and I spoke in tongues. You say, I didn't see you dance. Well, I danced plenty in 1906. I healed plenty in 1950s. I did plenty of miracles in the 1940s. I'll do some more, but don't worry about it if I don't do as many. I did it in 1950. You got to know how to look at this thing. And I'm not taking away God healing today. You heard what we already testified about this morning. I've seen him this in the last year give somebody a liver, heal cancer, take care of our needs. He's still doing it today. But if you think you need to see more, I'm just going to point you back to my body. I did that work. I put an emphasis on that at one point in time. Now it's just more like children's bread to me. I got to focus on this third pull. The first and second has been good, but I'm in this third pool now. The third pool was the opening of the Word. I needed something that was going to bring me rapturing faith,
Amen.
A new birth, and that's what I've got today, and that's why I'm emphasizing, because the greatest healing we're all going to have is when we get a change of that body. I ain't just trying to heal you for a few years. I'm trying to get you a change of your body where you'll never grow old, where you'll never get sick. Well, you'll never have a gray hair.
Amen.
That's what I'm dealing with today.
Amen.
Paul's sitting there listening to me right now saying, that's my mind.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the head to the body right there. I may have not talked about those seven thunders, but I'm talking about them today.
Yeah.
That's what Paul's saying.
Yeah.
Luther's saying, I might have only preached justification when I was alive, but I'm preaching the third pool now.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets me excited. You say, Jeremiah, you're talking like a crazy man. I'm sorry. This is just the revelation of God. That's how I see it.
Amen.
I preached justification when Luther was here.
Yeah.
I preached sanctification when Wesley's here.
Yeah.
I healed when the restoration of gifts was here. But let's flip it the other way for a minute. We sometimes put ourselves down. You know what, down. You know what they're saying? I was the strongest revelation I've ever had in my life. Yeah. I can overcome every devil. I know who I am. Yeah. I worried about that drunkenness I had when I was alive. That was Luther when he's alive. He said, I ain't worried about that no more. That was never who I really was. Yeah. Listen to me talk now. Yeah. Amen. I'm identified with them. They're identified with me. Oh, that gets me excited. Amen. Now, we're the children of God. We're the bride of God. We're the children of God. I got so many angles to talk to you, who I am.
Amen.
I'll talk to you like a child for a minute. My dad takes good care of me. He's provided all my needs. He's given me clothing. He's given me housing. He's taking care of everything I've ever needed to get here today, to be standing here today, to have the revelation I've done. He's given me every word I need. He's preached to me everything I needed to hear. I'm alive and well this morning. See, for me, I just like to beat the devil that way because I want to flip the script for you this morning. The devil will try to have you down on yourself this morning. I should have done this. I should have done this. I want to flip that script for you. I'm here this morning at church. Listen to God's word.
Amen.
He's talking to me in the presence tense. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. All my life has led up to this moment right here. There's no other place I'd rather be right now than right here. I'm right where I need to be. My footsteps have been ordered. I'm around the word. Where is there a better place to be? This is the best place you can be right now. Where the carcass is, that's where the eagles will be gathered together. That's who you and I are. All right, let's start into Psalms, the 37th chapter. It is Psalm 37. It's the book of Psalms. There's many, but it's the chapters, the Psalm of 37. All right, we're going to go to 37. I'm going to take my time this morning. Go down to verse 25. Very familiar verse, but I want to read it to you. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Never. Now, before I get too excited, I want to read one more thing to you here, or a couple more things, because this is good reading. I wouldn't slow down to read it if I didn't think you'd enjoy it. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Amen.
We're going to talk about these things. I'm going to go to Matthew 10, start with verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Don't fear the devil and humans. All they can do is attack your body. What you better worry about is that soul. That's what God can get. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. The other reading that you should read, if you get a chance, Luke 12, 22 through 34. It says, who can add something to themselves but taking thought and add to the cubit? God's got it all figured out. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. God knows what you need. He's going to supply what you need. Just trust in God. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. But I wanted to read these scriptures because David said it very plainly. I've been young, I've been old, and the righteous have never been forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God has taken care of his children, Brother Isaiah. Yes. Always. 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 Oh, that gets me excited. When they were trying to kill Moses, he protected him all the way to the hands of Pharaoh. When the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace, he was right there with them. He was the fourth man in that furnace. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. He knows where every seed is. And he's right there protecting them and giving them everything they need.
Always.
Oh my. You can trust him.
Yeah.
Never beg him for bread. That's naturally.
Yeah.
He won't let you go hungry.
Right.
Count that as a promise.
Oh, yeah.
You worry about going hungry, God ain't going to let us see go hungry. Stand on that word, said, devil, you ain't going to make me starve.
Amen.
God is my father, and he's going to provide everything I need. But I'm going to sit here and tell you, that means a little bit more to me spiritually speaking to you this morning. He ain't never let me go hungry in the spiritual. He's always brought the word. He's always fed me. Because I could lose this natural life. But what's more important that I got is that spiritual food from God that's going to carry me over to the other side. He's never let us go hungry. He's provided. Give us this day our daily bread.
Amen.
When the children of Israel were walking, every day,
Amen.
Manna from heaven.
Yeah.
Every day, manna from heaven.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You couldn't eat the old manna.
No.
The next day, you ate the new manna.
Right.
You can't go back to the old stuff. You ate the new stuff. God's provided for this bride all the way long.
Amen.
So I'm going to give you Paul. Eat on that. That's that day. I'm going to give you Irenaeus. Eat on that day. I'm going to give you Martin. Eat on it that day. And every day he provided everything we needed. He has fed us. He's kept us. He gave us the spirit of a lion, spirit of an ox, spirit of a man, now a spirit of an eagle. He's provided everything that we have need of. Because God watches over his predestinated seed. See, what you got to realize, when he gave that promise to Abraham, he was putting it on himself. Now, Abraham needed to believe him. You got to believe God.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hebrews 11 says that everybody that comes to God must believe that he is.
That's right.
You got to believe him.
Right.
You got to have faith. But he didn't say, now, Abraham, you better be this, you better be this, you better be this. God said, I promise you a seed. You know whose hands that's in, Brother Jim? That's Almighty God. That means God says, if God promises, he's going to take care of it.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to provide for it.
Oh, yes.
Now I haven't said everything I'm thinking right now, but I'm excited inside here because think about what that means. I got to get every one of my seed here.
Yeah.
I got to get grandparent with grandparent, grandma with grandpa, on and on and on. When the devil comes and tries to kill him, I got to protect him. I got to watch over him. I got to give him the word. I got to give him my spirit. I got to take care of everything. And this was so easy for God.
Yeah.
But think about how great it was.
Yeah.
He made a promise all the way back to Abraham, and it's holding true sitting here this morning. His seed is here this morning.
Amen.
All the way till now, the bride standing on her feet with a full word revelation.
Yeah.
God made a promise way back there, and he's kept it all the way up through here.
Amen.
He'll keep it, brother.
Right.
Lock it. All the firstborn of many brethren, Herod tried to kill him. But he couldn't get him. God wouldn't let him. Think about Job. We tell that story a lot. That's how much God's watching over you. Oh, that's it. It's me excited. The devil had to go to God. Said, you got so much protection over Job. Of course he's going to serve you. Remind the devil. You can't even deal with me. Without God's permission. And then when you're going through that trial that you think's tough, say, God's letting this happen. He knew I could handle this. Devil's trying to pick a fight with me. And this day and hour, the word I got, it ain't going to be much of a fight. I got too much understanding today. Too much revelation today. I'm still going to send that devil on his way. I understand greater than they did in the church age that God's got so much protection over me. He's watched over me, Brother Jim, that the devil to even come and talk to me, he had to get permission from God. And the only reason why God let him do it, because God knows I'm more than able to come through it. He knows I will come through it. And on top of that, he's given me everything I need to go through it. When he's tried to kill you with a car accident? When he tried to kill you because you were stupid? When he's tried to kill me because I done something stupid? How many of us have been a little kid and hopping off something that you know today you think, man, what in the world was I thinking? And God just says, wait a minute. It ain't time yet. I got a work for you to do. And that's how we all should stand here this morning. If I'm alive, I got a work to be done. I got a job to do. I'm a child of God. I'm God manifested to this earth. I'm a living, breathing, manifested son of God. People are going to see God through me. That ought to turn you on. You got a work to do, and the devil can't touch you. Because God saw you and knew you before you were even sitting here this morning. Oh, that gets me excited. Listen to what Brother Bram said here. You can find so many quotes so many places, but I like this one. Before the world ever begun, this is 1964, the identification of Christ in all ages. Before the world ever begun, he knew all about it. Now listen to this. He knowed every flea, every fly, and how much tallow it would make, and how many times it would bat its eyes. That's infinite. See, infinite. If it isn't, then he isn't infinite. He knowed everything. He's omniscient. Because he's omnipresent, that makes him omniscient, makes him omnipresent. He knows everything. Knowed it before the world began. He knowed before the world began we would sit here. He knowed how many times I'd raise my hands up and down. Think about that.
Wow.
He knowed the words I would say. Yeah. Think about that. That gets me excited a little bit. Makes me stick out my chest a little bit. He knowed how many times you'd bat your eyes, what you would think before the world ever started. Now here's the question. What are we afraid about? What are we afraid about? God is our Father. That's right. He's our Father. We have no worry. People just lost their faith and confidence in him. But not us. God's my Father. I ain't afraid of that devil. And I ain't taking away that you got flesh and spirit remnant he talks to and deals with. I understand he's going to come and talk to you. I know you're human. But I'm here to tell you, God's given you a revelation.
Amen.
That greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're more than an overcomer. You have the word, the fullness of the word. You got the sword of the spirit to whip that devil.
Amen.
You're sending the devil on his way. As Brother Moore gives a pictorial, tell him to go over there and sit down. I'm in church right now. This is my 2 or 3 hours that I'm going to enjoy God. I ain't got time to think about work. I ain't got time to think about the bill. I ain't got time to think about, I'm going to focus on this word before the service is over here. Lord, I need a change. Deal with me. Answer my question. Talk to me. Give me what I need. I'm your seed. And you said I'll never be forsaken. And I'll never be hungry. And I'm standing on that and counting on you.
Amen.
That's what we got this morning. We're the manifested seed of God. I'll get back to that here in a little bit. But all that says is that we know who we are. We have a revelation. We're the manifestation of God to the very earth.
Amen.
We're not sitting here wondering what it is or sitting here hoping we're a child. We've been born again. We know who we are. We're a manifested seed of God.
Amen.
I'm the one he's watched over, taken care of all this time. And it all belongs to us. Now, I wanted to lift you up individually, but let's think about this bride for a minute. What did he do? He said, I'm going to cover this thing up. I'm going to hide this thing. I'm going to put it in symbols so the devil can't find it, that he can't even deal with it. I don't want him to know who Luther is. I don't want him to know who Columba is. I don't want him to know who Wesley is. I don't want him to know that I'm even building a bride in the way I am going to tell you. So what did God do? He says, my seed, that royal seed of Abraham, Because it's bigger than just you by yourself. Right. We're part of a many-member bride body. Jesus said, except the corn of wheat falls in the ground, it abides alone. Right. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. This bride is a many-member bride. Yes. Christ went down and brought so we could get his life. But you know what's so great? That bride tree went down too. Because Paul had that word. Those forefathers had that word. That word went in. But here we are, the bride of Jesus Christ, the faith seed of Abraham, the royal seed of Abraham, the group he's taken in the rapture. And God was so great, he said, I'm going to have this thing hidden where nobody can do anything to it. And when she's finally standing on her feet, then I'll take the cover off. And that's what he did. He said, devil, here's what I've been doing for 2,000 years. And it's too late now. You can't stop it. You can't prevent it. She's already arrived. She knows who she is. It's too late. Every name's been revealed. I've done the intercessory work. I've watched over. I've kept her. That's how great our God is. When he said, I'm going to have a seed and I'm going to have a bride, I'm going to have a royal face seed, he took it upon himself and said, I'm going to protect that thing. That's my job to bring that thing to pass. And he's done the job, Brother Lockett. We've talked about it. I'm not going to spend too much time. When they needed a spirit of lion, he provided. When they were killing him, he gave them a spirit of ox. He provided. He gave that seed, that royal seed of Abraham, everything it needed. Even when they didn't know fully what they were doing, didn't know what part of the body they were saying, because the seals hadn't been opened yet. They were right there in that age, God giving them everything they needed because he was building the body, taking care of his seed.
Amen.
The royal seed of Abraham is that all the bride, not just our age. It's the whole bride's the royal seed of Abraham. And God's watched over it, taken care of it, and protected it. What are we afraid of? I ain't here to pump you up. I feel good about it, actually. I know how strong we are as believers. When I talk like this, it ain't pumping up. It just reminds me who you are. You kind of just say, like, yeah, that's who I am. Like, what am I afraid of? He's provided this. He took me through the bear. He took me through the lion. He'll take me through this. Oh, I'm trying not to jump ahead to that rapture, but we're going to get there. That's where I'm going. I mean, good that he got me through the bear and the lion. I built up my faith, but I got something different than that I'm going after. I even got something different than my everyday life. Because I can die tomorrow, whip-de-doo. What I'm trying to do is get a body change, so I'm going to meet him in the air and get out of here. And we can do it. And we're going to do it. And we're believers that will do it.
Yes.
Now, let's carry on here. God is good to us. Turn with me to 1 John, not St. John, 1 John. Talking about that seed now. He'll provide for it, he'll protect it, he'll feed it, both naturally and spiritually. He'll take care of you naturally just so you can do what he needs you to do spiritually. He'll do all the above. Now, 1 John, the third chapter, towards the end of the Bible here. I'm going to jump down to verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God, which means you're a child of God, which means you're a seed of God. If you're born of him, you're a manifested Son of God. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin. For what? For his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin. Because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not of his God. For this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Now he who is born of God cannot sin. Oh, that gets me excited. Yeah, I was thinking, as I was studying this week a little bit, because we talk about not being able to sin, and it is so true. You know, I don't care how many critics want to use it, and I just just think about this sometimes, to talk about, oh, you think you can do anything you want, and all that nonsense. Put that aside for a minute. The facts are the facts. A child of God is sinless, spotless, perfect, bride of Jesus Christ. When you're born again, it's no longer this human nature that you're living with. You got God's own life in you. God's perfect. He's the only thing that is perfect. And you're a child of God, that, and you're manifested as God's own life in there, and you're perfect, as perfect as you can be in that one realm. Spotless. The law is not even for you. There's therefore now no condemnation. Brother Brown says you can't have law and grace at the same time. All that has to be true. Or we don't really believe the message. So it's just the facts. I can't live good enough to make it, bad enough to miss it. Now I've lived long enough and been out of balance, off balance, back balance. Now what do I tell you about the seed of God is they're around the Word. They're God-fearing people. They love God, Brother Jim. They serve God. They love His Word. They actually want to do what He wants them to do. Now, that's not cookie cutter. This ain't a clothesline religion, and we try to make everybody the same and look a certain way. Even Brother Bram said people get the wrong idea. We try to convert Christians to Christ and His government and some code of rules, but it's not that at all. It's a personal relationship between you and Jesus Christ. And follow it. Not every seed of God through this book, you won't find them living everything so perfect. But what you will find them doing is surrendering to the Word of God for their day and hour and giving to it and manifesting that. That's the balance in this thing. If you never want to be around this Word, something's wrong. I don't know if it's that important if I go to church. Something's wrong. I know what the evidence of the Holy Ghost is. Recognizing your day is measured believing the Word of God. The Bible says, though, that if you're that eagle that does that, where the carcass is, the eagle will be gathered there. What you love, you end up enjoying being around a little bit, Brother Jim. I love my wife. I enjoy being around her. I love my kids. I enjoy being around them. Matter of fact, I'm pretty protective of that time because I love them so much. I enjoy being around them. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm pretty protective of this time. Because it's even greater than that time. None's going to get in the way this time. Because I love God. I'm His child. I like His Word. The Word's who I am. It's a part of me. And I'm a living, breathing, manifested Son of God, manifesting the Word of God. So don't tell me I don't love God. I can't help but love God. I do love God. And I serve God. I just live. And with every heartbeat, God's coming out of me. I think it does matter. To the extent that God tells me it matters. I think it does matter when He's asked me to do something. Because I love Him. I'm His bride. I have a relationship with Him. So don't take that away. But here's what's so great about it. Back to where I started. All that said, you can't put any condemnation on that royal seed of Abraham. It's a child of God that's been born of God. And it's the very life of God on the inside. And if it's God's own life, it's a spotless, sinless, perfect life of God. And it will not deny His Word. All that ought to get you excited too. I know we've heard this over the years, but the devil has no condemnation on you. Yeah, we got two rims we keep in check, but I'm telling you, in that third rim, it's born again. It's a manifested Son of God. And that seed's in me, and I can't sin. I'm going to heaven no matter how many problems I got this morning. Now I'm going to come back to the other side of the coin. I don't care if I can't ever I don't ever overcome what I try to overcome. I'm going to heaven. I don't care if I fall on my face tonight after I walk out of here. I'm going to heaven. I don't care if I keep the same habit I walked in here. I'm going to heaven. Because I'm a child of God that believes the Word of God. I've come from Him. I'm a manifest. I got His seed in me. And you can't change who I am. Brother Moore, describe what that seed was. See, when you're born by your parents, you came the wrong way. And that first life you came with was a perverted life. But because you were always part of God, and that wasn't a real you, God put a little predestinated seed in there, a little piece of life that was always part of God. We call it a seed because in our human definitions and dictionaries that we understand what that means. It's just an unmanifested life. But that life was in there in you always, and it always was a part of God. It was just dormant. And then you cross this word one day. That's washing by the water of the word. Born by water and spirit. I need word and spirit. I need that word to come forth and that spirit to quicken it. And then I'm born again. And that seed that was dormant is now a manifested son or daughter of God. And God don't give it and take it away. If you are part of him, you're always part of him. You can't get this and lose it. John's even telling you that the he who's born of God cannot sin, because the seed remaineth in him. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed until the day of your redemption. Oh, Jesus and God's taking care of this thing before I even had a chance to mess it up. Oh, Jeremiah, you guys are bold. Brother Bram didn't preach it like that. Let me read you something. This is Brother Branham. Now, I haven't got time to talk about church natural and church spiritual, but church natural is denominations and people that have creeds and dogmas. Church spiritual is us, bride. There's a church natural and these women here types of, and there's a church spiritual. So the church natural and the spiritual church cannot be heirs together. They are two different, separate times, separate peoples under two different separate covenants. That's why the rapture is different and will only be for the royal seed of Abraham. It cannot come by the carnal seed of the church. It'll have to be the royal seed, the word of God through Abraham, the royal seed. That's why the rapture has to be first. Remember, we which are alive and remain shall not hinder to prevent those which are asleep. And he reads that scripture. And then he goes on to say they'll not be in the rapture together. There's absolutely a church natural and a church spiritual. A church carnal and a church spiritual. Now listen to this. There is no judgment to the royal, spiritual, predestinated seed of Abraham, for they are predestinated to eternal life. They have accepted. See, you believe this thing and accept it. God's provided sacrifice, and that sacrifice which was Christ the Word. And there is therefore now no condemnation. St. John 5:25, if you want a scripture, there's therefore now no condemnation to them. Romans 8:1, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 5:24, he said, he that heareth my word, the word there is understand. Any drunk or anything else can hear it and walk away. But he that heareth my word, understandeth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but pass from death unto life. He who's born of God cannot sin, for the seed of God remains. That's that seed that was part of God always. That's that seed that was in his mind before the foundation of the world. That's that seed that he foreknew and saw you wanted to serve, and thus he predestinated you. Before you even got here, before there was ever a molecule, you come from God, you're going back to God. You are born again this morning, you're a manifested son of God. There's therefore now no condemnation on you. Send the devil away, tell him to get away. You gotta be so strong in your revelation that when God comes in here and he's even rebuking the socks off you, because he'll do it. And you know what a child of God does? He amens the word even when they're guilty. But what will happen is not that you don't agree with what God's telling you, even though he's rebuking you, here comes the devil. Oh, you're not good enough. You got rebuked so strong today. You got to have such a strong relationship. You look at him and say, yeah, but I believe that rebuke. I'm a believer. I'm a child of God. Regardless of being guilty of it, I'm justified, spotless, sinless, son and daughter of God. Sure, God told me to step up this morning. I'm going to do it because I'm a believer. Yes. But devil, you have no room here. Yeah. You have nothing to do with this. This is between me and God. Yes. I ain't doing this because of you and for you. I ain't got nothing to prove to you. Amen. I'm here to serve God and God alone. And despite my downfallings, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
That's how the seed of God talks.
Yes.
That's a strong revelation.
Amen.
You're going to get rebuked every once in a while. And because you're a seed, you're going to amen that word.
Amen.
And you're going to have a desire, and you're going to want to follow that word. But don't, well, here comes the devil. You got to send him on his way.
Yes.
Oh, the devil condemns you. Remember that. God convicts you. God's not condemning you. What he's doing, he's convicting you.
Right.
If it's condemnation, tell the devil to get off. Because there's therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit, but not after the flesh. Amen. Amen. People want to come, and all they want to work on is get you to live better. I can live a lot better, but they ain't bring for the rapture. Brother Bram said, what we've had up till now hasn't been enough to bring rapture and faith. To get the bride ready for a rapture. Now, I ain't taking away your good living. Brother Bram didn't either. We believe in it. What the Bible says we should do is true. But he made it clear that that good living ain't what got you ready for the rapture. That's all I'm saying. Live good, but I recognize that ain't what's going to bring forth the rapture. We need those seven thunders. We need those hidden mysteries revealed. We need the full word of God. We need the Son of Man himself down here on the earth.
Yes.
That's what we need to get out of here, and that's what people miss. But that's what this bride's focused on.
Yes.
Give me what it takes to get rapture in faith.
Yes.
Because we know our job. We know our job description. I already said it earlier. You know what? The seed of God has always been doing what God's wanted for that day and hour.
Always.
Noah built that ark.
Yes.
Moses went down to Egypt and let him out.
Yeah.
Daniel did his job. David did his job. And this bride of Christ is right around the word doing her job.
Amen.
Focusing in on the right thing. Honing in on the right thing.
Yes.
Now let's read about some of this.
Amen.
Told you I was going to take my time.
Yes.
So give me a little bit more.
Amen.
I promise by the time we get done, you'll be thrilled.
Amen.
Because you're believers. Not because I'm so great. I'm not even talking about what me. I'm talking about the words coming forth. God's talking to us.
Amen.
And the eagle likes that word.
Oh, yes.
You know, the natural, when I know some good food's coming, Brother Isaiah, I'm excited way before.
Amen.
Sometimes I know what Elise is cooking for dinner in the morning. And I'm thinking that's going to be good when I get there. You know, when you diet and you're not eating during the day, but you got that dinner to look forward to. Like, oh, I'm going to get home to that.
Amen.
Well, that's where I'm at this morning. I know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be some good cooking, good food.
Yes.
I'm hungry. I like the kind of food I got. So. Anyways, Hebrews 11 chapter. Let's talk about some of the seed of God. Not only will he take care of you. Not only will he provide for you and watch over you. Not only did you come from him. But because you're the seed of God, you'll take the word of God and overcome the devil every single time. As the children of God that are manifest of him, we have that word and have the faith and have a revelation. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Peter, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say this, some say this, but who do you say? You're the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. But my Father which is in heaven, and Brother Bram said it was that revelation that he gave Peter. And that scripture says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
And we as the royal face seed of Abraham have a revelation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, every service I come here is going to get brighter, and I'm going to get stronger, and I'm going to get more understanding and more information on my revelation. I ain't taking that away. But on the other side of the coin, I'm full of revelation.
Amen.
To overcome the devil every day of my life. And even more important, I'm going to get out of here.
Amen.
So Hebrews 11th chapter. Let's read some of this.
Amen.
Let's start with verse 1.
Yeah.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes.
The evidence of things not seen.
Right.
It's actual substance.
Yeah.
When you get, you know, think about when you get a revelation.
Yeah.
It's so real to you.
Yeah.
It ain't make-believe. It ain't a hope-so. God so revealed his word to you, you sit there and you say, I know that I know that I know. When you know you can take your loved ones, you're like, nobody can take that away from me. When you know you've been born again, said, you should have been there when the Lord saved me. And I know we weren't saved any day, but you should have been there when he gave me this new birth. I know I've experienced, and you can't take it away from me. It's an actual substance that nobody can take away. And people might not be able to see it because that new birth is invisible in that sense. It'll start manifesting out, but as far as a new birth, it comes without sensation. It's not some physical thing you're going to see. It's a spiritual revelation of the Word of God. And it becomes a substance that nobody can take away. That's what faith is. That's what the royal seed of Abraham has. That's exactly right. Now listen to this next verse. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. You know, you look around here, you see some of these elders, it's like, man, they're doing so good. You know what's got them where they are? The revelation. Faith. They've went through trials. They've went through tribulations. They've went through the devil trying to condemn them. They've went through losses of loved ones, whatever. It may be trials and tribulations. But that revelation of God they had was greater than every bit of it. And despite of that, they say, I trust in God. I know that he's my deliverer. When the world wants to would give up on God, is there such thing as God? The real believer says, wait a minute, I know who I am. God's dealt with me too much. I've seen too much. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So, not the Big Bang Theory. God.
Amen.
And I can't even prove it to you by science. It's not seen. That's what science wants. They want something physically they can explain. I believe God created this world by faith. And now in my common sense, I look around at how too great it is and thinking that you think some big explosion could have caused this. It's silly. But I ain't got no proof for you other than I got faith in God. And you got to have that faith in God too. So the things which are seen were not made by the things which do appear. By faith or by revelation, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. You know, that's what real believers have done. Think about this Bible. Who are we reading about? We're reading about other believers that had faith in God, that believed his word, that took him at his word. We talk about that little woman at the well. We talk about Jacob. We talk about Abraham. We talk about David. All these are just believers. And though they're dead, they still speak of the day. They're saying, I have faith in God, and we still represent them today. That's who we are this morning, people. Amen. It's good to go back to stories, but who are you this morning? Right. Where's the seed of Abraham at today? Amen. Real believers are taking God at his word. Let come what may from day to day, but not for me and my house. We will serve God. I don't care how much science tries to disprove a rapture. Tell me it can't happen. You can't take it away from me. It's too real to me. Just like Abel, just like David, just like Rahab, just like Moses. I got rapturing faith. I got perfect faith. Yeah. I got faith off the full word of God. Amen. And you ain't going to stop us. Amen. This bride's more than a conqueror. Faith is still talk. We still talk about Brother Childers. Amen. And his revelation. Right. By faith. By Enoch clean up his life and living good. That's not what it says. By faith, by revelation, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Every true child of God, that royal faith seed of Abraham that Brother Moore was talking about, believes God, believes that he is, believes in his word. Oh, celebrate this morning. Though not everybody can do it. Not everybody can walk this walk. But we're the bride of Jesus Christ that has a revelation of God. Not just on one word. We got a full Bible understanding. We know that God even created the devil. We know the devil's not eternal. We know how small he is. We know he can't be in the eighth day. We got so much warfare weapons in our itinerary that the devil can't touch us.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
I just want to read a few more. Amen. You read the whole chapter. These are just believers. Right. People that have faith just like you and me.
That's right.
By faith, verse 7, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. He went out not knowing whither he went. You know, that's what you got to do as a believer sometimes. I can't make this work for you, but you got to trust God's talking to you. We know your pastor's going to lead you through. You got to trust God's talking to you when your pastor's talking to you. You got to trust God's talking to you when he's just talking across this pulpit. And God might give you an instruction that seems hard to do. He told Abraham, leave everything behind. Leave the land you're comfortable with, your surroundings you're comfortable with. I got a land prepared for you that belongs to you. Abraham, by faith, has to say, I trust God. I'm going his way. I believe him. And that's what we got to do. And we do it as believers. But that's what you got to do.
Amen.
My point in this chapter, I just want to slow down here, is that's what those children of God do. They're around the Word. They hear the Word. They believe God's Word. And they manifest that Word. They take him at his Word. And it's why we act, and you act the way you do. Because James said, works is faith expressed. Why you testify the way you testify, why you walk out of these doors and believe you're meeting people that are getting to meet God, why you speak with so much authority, why you put the devil off with his condemnation, why you are looking for a rapture. Why? Because you have a revelation. Because you have faith. Because you're that faith seed of Abraham.
Amen.
You actually hear the word of God and say, that is nothing but the truth. And you take it, you eat it, and you apply it to your life, and you whip the devil every day.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to preach it like it's a chore. I'm trying to preach it like it's part of who you are.
Amen.
You hear this word and you can't help but amen it. And you just live every day and say, let come what may, I got this thing. This could be the day we go home, but if not, this is the day I'm going to keep manifesting God. As long as I'm here, I got work to do. That's a good place to be.
Oh, yes.
Great. When whether you have it or don't have it, you ain't worried about it. That's a good place to be. If I'm living here, to live is Christ.
That's right.
To die is gain. That's where we are this morning.
Amen.
To live here, I'm manifesting the Son of Man to the world every day. But soon and very soon, I'm going to see the King. Oh, this is what they've hoped for so many years. Oh, this is what they've looked forward to for so many years. Oh, but little bride, we're here. We've arrived. We're not just eating on part word. We're eating on the full word of God.
Right.
We're the manifested children of God. We're that faith seed that God promised Abraham, not some natural bloodline, but a spiritual born again child of God that was always part of God. And we're not just individually making up this bride. We're part of a many member bride body. And we're who he's always wanted. And we're who he's coming back to take with him. And we have everything we need to get the job done. We are that faith seed. I'm not doubting him at all in that sense. Oh, I'm going to die to my thinking. I know that. But I'm sorry. I actually believe his body can change.
Oh, yeah.
Because he told me it's going to happen.
Yes.
And I haven't seen one promise
right. That
he's ever made that he hasn't brought to pass, Sister Ramona.
Amen.
I told you he promised Abraham a faith seed.
Oh, yeah.
And look where we are today. He wrote the book of Revelations in symbol form before that even happened. And look where we are today. He's always kept his word. He's always kept his promises. He's always taken care of his seed. Why should we doubt him now? We don't doubt him. It'd be a sin to disbelieve God now. We see too much. We know too much. We have the whole book open to us. We're the bride with the full word of God. Faith in God. Rapturing faith came in 1963. We've been in the process for some quiet time. It's the midnight hour. We're in the eighth day. It's time to get out of here.
Amen.
Noah didn't see rain for, I think, 120 years, if I got that right. He kept building. Oh, the rain ain't coming. Ain't never rained like that, Noah. He kept it moving.
Amen.
Moses, you're telling me you're going to walk down there with a stick in your hand? And go see Pharaoh that has armies, and all you're going down there is with a little rod, so to speak, in your hand. Yep, God sent me down here. David, as bad as you've been, you're going to dance when that ark comes back. Yeah, because without him, I wouldn't be all right. He's the one that's made it on me all right. Because I'm a true child and faithful to God. You're telling me this carpenter boy over here, we know his mom, Mary, and we Joseph, they act like it was virgin born. And they lied to us, just a common man. You're telling me that's born in a manger, didn't even have a hospital to get born in. You're telling me that's the Son of God? Yes, I am. And those disciples said, where else could we go?
Right.
Only thou has the words of eternal life.
Right.
That little woman at the well, Brother Branham said she had perfect, the woman caught with the blood issue. She said she had perfect faith.
Yeah.
And so let's show that she said, I just got to touch his hem.
Yeah.
God's already revealed it to me, and I'll be all right. And you know, I was watching The Chosen, I thought that pictured her pretty good. You know, when the blood issue in those days, you couldn't be around people. Because they believe if you had a blood issue, you were unclean. You couldn't eat dinner with them. You couldn't go to the parties with them. You didn't have money friends around you. Because if you had a blood issue, you were unclean. But then Jesus came.
Amen.
The same one that was born in that barn that they thought was a carpenter's son was the full word of God manifest on earth. And she believed and had faith, said, I know who he is. You may not believe him, but everything else has failed me. All the doctors have failed me. All the mental stuff they've had me do has failed me. I know if I can just touch that guy's hem of his garment, I'll be made whole.
Yeah.
And she made her way through that crowd, touched that garment, and sure enough, after all those years of not being good, just like that, her faith had made her whole.
Yeah.
And she touched him in such a way, Jesus had to stop in the midst of hundreds.
Yeah.
Who touched me?
Yeah.
His disciples like, Jesus, there's hundreds of people around you. What do you mean who touched you? No, somebody touched me a little different.
Yeah.
Somebody touched me with faith.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's what we got this morning.
Amen.
I ain't just touching with my good living. I ain't trying to touch him with trying to pray myself to heaven. I got faith that when I approach him, he's going to give me what I ask.
Amen.
I got faith that when I come in here looking for rapturing faith to get out of here, he's going to give me what I need.
Amen.
He's always provided what I need. And I just take him at his word.
Amen.
And you can't take it away from me. It's a substance in my life. And he's never failed me, and he will never fail me. And I'm well on my way to getting out of here. Somebody touched me with their faith. That's what he wants. Many people try to do God a service, and it's not his will. And really all he wants is just somebody to believe him.
That's it.
Oh, little bride, will he find faith when he returns to the earth? Yes, he will. It's right here in the bride of Jesus Christ. I approach him with faith, with revelation. I believe he's here in his bride. I'm crazy enough to believe. I say it because I don't think it's crazy. The world thinks I'm crazy.
Right.
That God's actually in you and me and you and you.
Yes.
That he's actually manifesting himself.
Yes.
Walking around
yeah.
in human bodies.
Yes.
People have faith in him.
Oh.
Manifesting to the world. We're manifested seed of God.
Yeah.
We're that royal faith seed of Abraham that God promised Abraham. We are here this day. I believe it.
Yes.
And if I believe it, it means I believe everything he said about it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He won't lose one of his.
Amen.
That royal seed is who he's coming back for.
Oh, yeah.
That bride of Jesus Christ,
yeah.
that's who he's coming back for. That's who you and I are this morning.
Yeah,
save you quotes, but I like to read the ones, you know, Brother Moore's favorite. Wait till that group.
Yeah.
Get some perfect harmony. Where they have that understanding, so to speak.
Yeah.
Then the rapture will go. Where are we at this morning? The other one I like, he said, you wait till that group gets to understand those seven thunders. He said, they'll take that word and it'll slice and cut. He said, they could call for 100 billion tons of flies if they wanted to. And it would come to pass. Because it's the word of God coming from the mouth of God.
Yes.
Oh, little bride, you're the word of God coming from the mouth of God. You're the manifested children of God. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. You have a full word understanding. You have faith that was promised to Abraham. We are the faith seed. Oh, help, Lord, thou my unbelief. Sure, I'll die daily. I know that. I'm not taking it away. But devil, I got so much faith. I got enough faith to get out of here today. Let me say it that way, too. I ain't going to just help my unbelief, sure, but I can get out of here this morning. I got so much faith. Because he's given it to me. He's preached it to me. He's quickened it to me. And it's the word of God coming from the mouth of God. We know who we are. We know what hour we're in. If he's kept the small things. I've been in 7 car accidents in my life, and I'm still breathing. Because God watched over me.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't the driver, just so you know. In case you're wondering, I felt that for a minute. You're a bad driver. I was in the passenger seat, thank you very much. But I don't want to be so holier now. I ain't so good I can't get in a car accident. My point in saying is, God has watched over me. Those are just small things, so to speak. In the sense that, you know, it's big. I thank God for it. I thank God for my dog. I don't care how tiny it seems. That's one thing I always love about Sister Spear. She come in here thanking God for the next meal. Let alone some big hill. God gave me food today. Let me run up to that microphone and praise God. That's how we all should be. So I'm only calling it small relative to, I'm getting out of here with a body change, people. If he can watch over me in car accidents and heal me and give me a kidney and take care of those things and bring a 2,000-year-old bright body, God's able. And we believe. We have faith. We have a revelation. We know it's going to happen. Thank God. Come on, musicians. As excited as you guys were, because he's part of the bride. Here, brother, Rosaldo was getting that kidney. And God bless him. The surgery go well today and that the recovery go well. And help this body. A few of us with masks on still, touch them. Touch the elders and they're giving strength as John prayed this morning. Help me, Lord. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Remember each and every one of us in prayer. And you can never go wrong praying. Paul said, pray without ceasing. So you pray, you ain't doing a bad thing. And remember, we got service tonight at 7.
Amen.
So come back there and let's have some more fellowship. And let's sing a song here. And God bless you all.
Amen.
And let me find a song. We'll find one. Give me a moment here. I don't feel like rushing it. We'll see, get the right one here. All is well. That's it. Key of G. All is well. Yes, all is well. We have heard the message shalom, and all is well. For there is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride.